Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is scheduled to become an official candidate for president just 3 days from now. But as her campaign moves forward, it's having trouble moving beyond a long-running controversy, Warren's heritage. The senator is now apologizing for associating herself with American Indians. That in response to documents uncovered by the Washington Post that show she listed American Indian as her race when she joined the Texas bar back in 1986. Joining us to talk about this and the importance of this in the campaign is Tufts University political science professor, political analyst Jeff Berry. Good morning, Jeff, and thanks very much for coming into the studio this morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So Warren has tried now for several years to put the issue of her heritage behind her, but she just can't seem to shake it.
She's bleeding. This is a story that won't go away. We don't know if this is a fatal chapter in that story, but it's made things very difficult for her. As you just pointed out, she's on an apology tour already, and that was before the Post released this story. Democrats now have to weigh this and as they make their choices now, and a lot of activists are choosing who to work for in the Democratic primary. So in a single sentence, this makes the Warren candidacy riskier.
President Trump has long been taunting Elizabeth Warren on her heritage. Do you now think, is this what you're saying, that Democrats are going to start weighing in on this and criticizing Warren on this issue?
I don't think Democrats are going to take after her. The story is wounds are just sitting as it is. But Democrats have to worry about this should they nominate Elizabeth Warren in 2020. Imagine this TV online commercial. Camera focuses on a yellow piece of paper. It zooms in. On that paper, it's an application. And there's a space for race. And written next to that, it says in handwriting, American Indian. And that's a commercial that you can count on the Republicans running. So Democrats have to worry about that should they nominate Elizabeth Warren.
It seems to me the timing of this story by the Washington Post could not be worse, with Warren expected to announce her presidential campaign formally this weekend.
Yes, you can be guaranteed that the chattering class on cable this weekend as they evaluate the Warren nomination speech or announcement are going to talk about this rather than talking about all the policy positions that she holds dear to her heart. A lot of the talk is going to be about her chances and whether or not she has damaged herself through first claiming that she was part Indian and then taking the DNA test and now this revelation in the Washington Post.
You know, I have to ask, based on what you just said, for a long time, Warren was considered the Democratic frontrunner, early frontrunner in the race, or at least one of a few Democratic frontrunners. Is she now damaged goods?
She's damaged. It's too early to count her out. But one thing she has to worry about is that Bernie Sanders, who draws from the same pool of voters, may jump in. He's not decided yet. Other Democrats are thinking this. We really don't care so much about the differences between these 20 Democrats running for the nomination. What we want more than anything else is to defeat Donald Trump. Whoever is the Democratic candidate should be the strongest candidate. And this works against Elizabeth Warren right now.
So is she a weaker candidate against Trump than she was a week ago?
Yes.
So how does Warren address this and move beyond it? Can she move beyond it?
She moves beyond this by starting to talk about policy again. She's done the apologies. She's said what she can say. She's will say again that she's sorry. But she has to talk about policy and try to make Democrats appreciate that she's a fighter, that she's been one of the strongest critics of the Trump presidency, and that she's there for the working men and women of the United States. That's her message. She has to stick to it.
Jeff Berry, professor of political science at Tufts University, political analyst. Thank you very much. And again, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.